AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The head of Iran's judiciary has signaled there would be fast trials and executions for detained protesters. President Trump has warned repeatedly that the U.S. may take military action over the killing of peaceful protesters. Speaking yesterday at the Detroit Economic Club, Trump encouraged Iranians to keep protesting.
I say save their names because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran.
Senate Republicans are facing pressure from Trump to vote down a war powers resolution today that would limit the president's ability to carry out further military action against Venezuela. Five Republican senators joined Democrats to advance the resolution last week. Trump has lashed out at the defectors as he tries to stop it from passing. In Thailand, a construction crane fell onto a moving train, killing at least 29 people.
The train derailment occurred on part of an ambitious planned high-speed rail project that will eventually connect much of Southeast Asia with China. In addition to the deaths, over 60 people were injured, and rescuers are combing the wreckage and providing first aid. The crane, being used to build an elevated part of the railway, fell as the train was travelling from Bangkok to Ubon Ratchathani province, according to officials where the accident took place. Photos published in Thai media show rescue workers on top of overturned railway carriages, some with gaping holes torn on their sides. What appeared to be sections of the crane were scattered along the track. Thai media has also been reporting the train had three carriages, the last two being the most damaged. The transport minister says 195 people were on board the train. He's ordered an investigation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Actor Timothy Busfield is booked on child sex abuse charges in New Mexico.
Emmy-winning actor-director Timothy Busfield, known from his work on TV shows like The West Wing and 30-something, has turned himself in to police in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Authorities had issued a warrant on two counts of criminal sexual contact of a minor and one count of child abuse. In an exclusive video posted by TMZ, Busfield says the allegations are lies. The complaint alleges that between 2022 and 2024, Busfield inappropriately touched two twin boys, child actors, on the set of The Cleaning Lady, a TV series Busfield was directing. In a previous interview, he told authorities he may have picked up and tickled the children because the set was a playful environment. According to the complaint, one of the boys has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety and told a social worker he has nightmares about Busfield. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.